cliffcentral.com.
Like a stroke of genius from Raphael.
Mabs, when you sang this, you outdid yourself.
You know, I don't like to brag about my talents.
It's so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sound great. You're a little bit masculine, but you sound great in that one. I mean, considering, you know, we had all those lesbians at Wimbledon this weekend, it's nice that you don't mind exploring your masculine side.
Oh, no. I believe in displaying the masculine and feminine in 50-50 ratios.
Anyway, all right. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I mean, it was chilly, but it wasn't the end of the world. There was lots of sport to keep us all enthusiastic. And listen, I got to say at this point that Serena Williams is just she's one of those superhumans. People will be talking about her in 100 years' time. How many people can you say that about? Do you agree, Ben?
Very few, Gareth. Very few indeed. So yeah, 22 Grand Slam titles. Sure, there's just nothing else to say other than just incredible, absolutely incredible. And there's some that still believe that, yeah, but she's so much better than other women, there's no competition. These are the same people who think they shouldn't get the same pay. It's like, well, Serena can't help the fact that she just is better.
Yeah, and while we're talking about people who will be remembered,
that's just who she is.
But do you agree that these people kind of will outlive their own longevity on the tennis court? Like, their record will stand the test of time.
Yeah. It's just that dominance is so, so difficult. And you see Tiger Woods, he fell off the rails quite badly. There was a guy who was going to change everything. He did. He changed a lot. But he couldn't. I mean, that, again, just shows how amazing that 22 career Grand Slams is that someone like Tiger Woods, who was the most talented sports person we've ever seen in our lifetimes.
And Ronaldo and so Messi. Serena's eclipsed him. I mean, you've spoken about Ronaldo and Messi so many times. But Ronaldo and his team, Portugal, obviously, no thanks to the injury he picked up, but they won the Euros last night. A lot of messages coming in for that one. Adriano says, morning. Being Portuguese, this is the first Monday morning I can remember being excited to wake up. Hearing Gareth talk about the USA and all the cops and the incarceration issues, I've sent another link to a bit from Jim Jeffries called Freedom and their false perception of being the land of the free. Yeah, he basically talks about how they're not the freest land in the world because they have more people in prison than any other country in the world.
Okay.
Yeah, so thanks for that, Adriano. But yeah, good luck and well done to all the Portuguese on your team's victory. We're not going to hear the end of it for the next couple of months. I remember, you remember there was a Euro once a couple of years ago where it was Greece and Portugal?
2004, I think.
That's it. Jeez.
Portugal, overwhelming favourites.
Yeah.
Greece, a bunch of guys with facial hair.
Right. And you remember
and
what happened
what
there.
Happened then.
Right.
Greece won.
And nobody, the Greeks didn't stop talking about it. I'm talking about South African Greeks. They didn't stop talking about it for months. So this
that
is
was
be
just kind of the final year of being Greek, really. Since then, I mean, it's just been downhill.
Yeah, it hasn't been the best thing to be Greek recently.
Yeah. Hey, if you're wondering what's happening, we've decided to change things up a little bit. We were just feeling like we were in a bit of a rut with keeping the news at 7 and moving things around. So we decided this morning, and for the rest of the foreseeable time we've got 6:15 news, 6:30 sport, and 6:45 Anthea's money. So if you missed the news, just the headline news, then Mubs went through that earlier this morning. You can always pick it up on the podcast downloads. But there are a couple of things we do need to talk about this morning. This Dallas shooting seems to be the story in America at the moment. And I don't know if you've been paying attention to it. I don't know if you've got an opinion on it. I don't know if you've heard enough that is going on around it. Because apparently, and Mubs was telling us in the news earlier, it seems to be something that has brought everybody and their opinions, obviously, to the fore. But Barack Obama and Joe Biden will both be attending the memorial service for all these cops who were shot in Dallas. And what we know is 12 officers were shot, 5 of them died, 2 civilians were also wounded in the attack, and the guy who committed the crime, Micah Johnson, was killed following a standoff with police. He told law enforcement that he was upset about Black Lives Matter and recent police shootings, And the Dallas police chief said that they suspected the gunman was planning a much larger attack with explosives as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a memorial service is planned for Tuesday. You heard about that. Former President Bush will also be scheduled to speak at that. But it's caused major divisions. Like, people are, you're either for Black Lives Matter or you don't care about Black Lives, which is so binary. It seems that people can't, you can't have an opinion of like, well, of course Black Lives Matter, but I also don't really like seeing cops being shot. It seems that's not an appropriate position for anyone to take. No. You either have to be Black Lives Matter and cops don't, or
Blue Lives Matter
and Black Lives don't.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Here's the Dallas police chief. Police chief talking about the shooter. And this is quite scary. He apparently left a message written in blood. Can you believe that?
It appears that our search of this suspect's home in Mesquite leads us to believe, based on evidence of bomb-making materials and a journal, that this suspect had been practicing explosive detonations, and that the materials was such that it was large enough to have devastating effects throughout our city and in our North Texas area. We're convinced that this suspect had other plans and thought that what he was doing was righteous, and believed that he was going to make law enforcement and target law enforcement, make us pay for what he sees as law enforcement's efforts to punish people of color. I think that this killer obviously had some delusion. There was quite a bit of rambling in the journal that's hard to decipher. I can just add, at the scene where he was killed, there was he wrote some lettering in blood on the walls, which leads us to believe he was wounded. Wow. On the way up the stairwell on the second floor of the El Centro building, and where we detonated the device to end the standoff, there was more lettering written in his own blood.
What did he write?
We are trying to decipher that, but he wrote the letters RB.
RB.
And we don't, RB, yes. So we're trying to figure out through looking at things in his home what those initials mean, but we haven't determined that yet.
What do you make of that? Crawled up the stairs, and I mean, it's just unbelievable, right?
Well, when the police chief speaks about this shooter having, you know, delusions of sorts, and then you discover that he was an army veteran, right?
Yeah.
And he was sent home from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. Now, we've often heard accounts of what happens to men who are sent to war when they come back home. Those people, for the most part, are broken.
Yeah, they are. And they never really deal with, they don't get, you know, mandatory psychiatric evaluations
Any
of that stuff. So they just go back into society. They've seen the most horrible things in war. And that's not to excuse this by any means, but you know, you've heard stories like this. Guys get back from the front and they're messed up.
They're messed up. They find it difficult to reintegrate into quote unquote normal society.
Mm-hmm.
They're apparently not the same people when they return home.
Well, the other thing I'm really confused by, and somebody's got to explain this to me, is Pokemon Go.
I don't know anything about this.
Also, I saw so much about it. Then there was a crash. I don't know if it was a joke or not.
I don't know how it works. Can somebody please explain this to me? If you know what the Pokemon Go phenomenon is all about, because they're saying that it's already taking over people's lives and it's very, very scary. And there are accidents happening and there's all kinds of craziness going on. Now, I don't understand, because I never really got into Pokemon. I think I was too old by the time that came around.
Michael has to step in here at some stage. Help us out.
This is all about, please.
So I started playing it on Friday. It is the dopest game ever.
How did I know? How did I know you would have tried it?
Yeah, Flex, represent.
So you constantly leave it on your phone. It works with your GPS.
What is it?
So the Pokemon playing field is the world. Like, the roads are the Pokemon playing field. So you drive around, and in different areas and different, like, cool points of interest, there'll be Pokemon. So you'll be driving on the highway.
When you collect them?
Yeah. Well, you don't collect them. You catch them in your Pokemon ball. So you'll be driving on the highway, and it uses your actual camera. So whatever you see is in the game. and then a Pokemon will fly like on your dashboard, and then you've actually got to like pull over to the side, and then you've got to try catch the Pokemon with the Pokemon ball.
You've got to be kidding me. So people are doing this while they're driving?
They're doing it while they're driving. Well, they'll pull over to the side. But also another thing that you do is, because in certain places, there's gyms. Now, I haven't been to a gym yet, but in the gym, you battle. Now, gyms are like by churches and like cool points of interest. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to be
doing. It's not a gym.
No, it's a Pokemon gym where you go train your Pokemon, you go fight your Pokemon and stuff like that. But it's really, really fun game.
I really don't understand what Michael Flex just said.
No, neither do I.
I have no idea.
Also waiting for some English there.
What didn't you understand?
So it's a game that you're playing?
On your phone?
Yes.
You've got your camera on.
What is the purpose?
And like a Pokemon will run across your screen.
Yes.
You got to capture it.
Yes. In a Pokemon ball.
Right.
And then is the point to catch as many of them as possible?
Yes. Yeah. And also
like
when battles.
You used to have the playing cards and all of that stuff.
But the cool thing is that you have to actually drive around to find the Pokemon. Right. It will tell you where they are. Like, I know that there's a Pokemon at the McDonald's up the road, like a cool Pokemon. So later on, I'll go drive there and I'll collect the Pokemon.
First of all, you should be concentrating on the road.
Yeah.
And second of all, you're wasting a lot of petrol collecting Pokemons. Yeah. What's the reward?
Well, you get to battle people, and then you get to tell people all the cool Pokemons you've collected. Like, to date, I have not seen one person have Pikachu, and I'd love to get Pikachu.
So how many do you have currently?
Oh, let me have a look. I think I've got...
Wow. You actually...
Yeah, you see, I'm reading a headline here on Forbes Tech, which says that Pokemon Go is about to surpass Twitter in daily active users on Android.
Right.
So this is huge.
It's huge. But if you see someone careening out of control on the highway, they're not drunk. They are not texting their girlfriend. They are playing Pokemon Go and something just crossed the screen. Wow.
I got 2 Zubats and 1 Bulbasaur.
Sure.
But I only got this game on Saturday because it's very hard to get. It's only available on like iTunes Australia.
Wow. You can walk around. You shouldn't be driving at all, according to Tyrell.
You can also walk, but it's much easier to drive to the places.
Roscoe says it's an augmented reality game, but rewards walking around and catching Pokemon. But people are driving and being idiots, and robbers are camping out at Pokemon's Poke stops to rob people.
Oh, dear.
And, oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's it. Wow.
Adriano says, Michael, I can... only downloaded on the US iTunes account. So basically this game is for unemployed people who can walk around the streets capturing Pokemon. And there's no real reward. It's like a game, but you don't like, you're not able to cash in at the end of it.
No.
And the actual slogan of the show was Gots Catch 'em All.
Michael.
Right?
Gots catch the ball.
No, Gots Catch 'em All.
Oh, Gots to Catch them All.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Askisi. Well, it is currently officially only available in the US, New Zealand, and Australia. And Flex says that he got it through the Australian iTunes thing.
But they have Pokemons here, obviously. He's captured a few.
Yeah, well.
So it's happening. Ay, vey. Monwa says, thanks, Michael Flex, for explaining this Pokemon shit. I honestly couldn't understand the fuckery that was with my timeline yesterday. Yeah, I still... Look, because I never really understood Pokemon, but here's the official Pokemon channel explaining it to you. It's a Nintendo augmented reality game, in case you're wondering what the hell everyone else is losing their minds about. Imagine, they say. Pokemon in the real world. Been viewed by 28 million people already and counting. So you're standing there, you're following directions, and then you follow the arrows, and basically you find a Pokemon. And Pikachu's that little yellow and black one, right? The like official. That's Pikachu, right? Flax? Pikachu's the little yellow and black one.
Yes, that's correct.
Cute little thing. And you have to capture these things, and then once you've got them, you build up a collection and you can fight with other people.
Yeah.
And if your Pokemon beats theirs, you get theirs.
Yes.
So it's like trump cards, writ large.
Sort of, yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, well, there we go. Now you know what it is. Because okay. I saw this, I didn't know what it was until today, so thank you, Flex. You explained that to us beautifully.
But I am loving the stories. I read that a little boy drowned because he went to go fetch a Pokemon in a lake, but he couldn't swim.
Wow. Oh, man. You know, some...
What?
Stupid doesn't sleep. Stupid is around us all the time. Oh, man. I was in PE on Friday night, the friendly city.
Oh, is that what you're calling it these days?
Well, that's what PE calls itself, right?
And yeah, but what do you usually call it?
The armpit.
Yeah, so...
No, I had fun. I don't have issues with PE, but I do love to tease them. It's like I love to tease Cape Townians. But I was thinking, do they really deserve the title of friendly city? Because that's really when you've run out of everything else. You know, you don't have the mountain, you don't have the money, you don't have the capital city status, you don't have anything beautiful going on. It's really not the most beautiful city in the world. What could we call them besides the friendly city? Because the friendly city is almost like your last stop.
It's true. It's like when someone goes, oh, but he's a really nice guy.
Yeah. She's such a nice person. You just know that she looks like a big sack of hammers. You know that, right? That's how it works. Who's on the line here, Flax? Lucas. Let's talk to Lucas. I want to get this figured out, though. I don't know what it is about PE. Surely we can come up with something better than the friendly city. Oh, she's really friendly. Hey, Lucas, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it, Dad?
Yeah, cool.
Hey, cool. If you can remember, it's for the second time that Pokemon came back. Remember when I was in high school or primary school, there was this game whereby we used to collect Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And there were little figurines that we used to play, and if you beat your opponent, you will get to take their Pokemon. So now what they've done, they've just took the game and turned it into augmented reality, and people are going crazy again. I don't know if you remember that.
Have you been? I never played it when it came around the first time, but...
It was very big, like it was...
No, I know, it was. I know, it was huge. I ended up having to, like, get these things for other people I knew who were playing. It's just... It's madness.
And
now,
there were rumors that it's witchcraft, and then that's when it kind of disappeared in South Africa.
Oh, really? The witchcraft chased people away?
Yeah, they said, like, Pokemon will wake up at night, wow, and they'll come to you, and then somehow it kind of disappeared. And then I see now it's back with augmented reality, and kids are drowning. People are going crazy over this game.
Have you downloaded it onto your phone yet?
Not yet, but I'm going to download it today.
All right. Good luck, man. Just don't die, all right?
It's fine. Don't worry. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lucas. Bye-bye. Nutcase. Iron Ninja Khan says, ha, you don't have to be driving to play Pokemon Go. My friend caught a Pokemon in my bedroom. That's how I heard about it. While I was lying in bed, semi-dying from the flu, I hear someone rushing into my room, screaming, there's a Pokemon in your room. If I wasn't sick, I would have slapped a bitch. Cindy says, apparently not any car crashes, but people have stumbled across dead bodies in real life. Huh? How's that?
Someone said that Pokemon has fought childhood obesity more in the past 3 days than Michelle Obama has in 8 years.
Wow. Yeah, well, I suppose if you want to get people up and running, make them collect some shit. Right? I don't know. I don't know what to make of this. Siabonga says, I'm listening to you guys. When the metros catch me on the yellow lane, I'm going to say I'm catching Pokemon. And Gavin says, for Flax, if you walk away from the 3-starter, 3 times on the 4th time, Pikachu becomes an option to start with.
Oh, my gosh.
So there we go. We've already got clues coming in, Flax. Will you try that?
I really want Pikachu.
Yeah, I know. How old are you again?
23. But this game's legit. It is so dope.
Nombulelo says, basically our roads are not safe anymore because the likes of Michael Flax will be wanting to catch Pokemon. Yeah. Oy vey. I'll tell you something. This is. I wonder if this is something that's going to become a problem for us in South Africa. I'm already concerned.
Remember that Stickies thing with Pick and Pay?
Yeah, but that's still going on.
People lost their minds. Like all the other chains are now doing the certain thing. I've got stuff.
Someone was
checkers
saying
have things.
But right. Apparently, it was parents losing their minds, and not so much their children.
Yeah, because they had to deliver to the children, or the children would stab them.
Well, apparently now another chain, not Pick and Pay, are now doing the Stickies, but they're doing it at half the price that the Pick and Pay used to.
Checkers.
So now, right, so now Checkers are scoring.
I've actually got these little cards. So I was leaving the spa the other day, right? And there was just all this commotion. I thought, oh no, violence, this is it. I'm a statistic. I look around and there's this kid going, I want. And this mother is now negotiating with the cashier. And this poor woman just wants to go home. She's worked a whole day.
Yeah.
And now it's this fanfare over what looked like a sticker, like an actual little sticker.
No, it is. And it's
you can have four. It's one of those. But no, your brother wants two. No, can we have six? Like, jeepers, woman.
You're joking.
The Checkers one is really, really cool. You get mini products. So far I've collected like a mini thing of yogurt.
Wait a minute. What?
A mini Dove soap. I've got like a mini thing of marshmallows.
Flax, how much time have you spent playing Pokemon Go and collecting shit from Checkers?
Guys, it was a mad weekend.
This was your weekend. No wonder when I asked earlier, did anybody have a big weekend? You were like, quiet. Now it's finally come out. You've been collecting tiny, tiny products from Checkers and you've been collecting Pokemon.
This is what happens when you try to flush a toilet like Michael. He's doing his best not to flush the toilet, so he has to do these things.
Did you even stop to eat over the weekend?
Yeah, it was bachelor pad weekend.
How did that go?
Oh, it was insane. So Friday night we threw a mad party, beer pong.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday we were going to go to...
By the way, I just got to add, you showed me a picture of your regulation beer pong table.
Oh.
Wow.
It's insane, eh?
Oh, listen, it's got the South African flag on it. It looks like it's almost 3D. It's beautiful. What a table. Made me want to play beer pong, and I hate beer.
So Saturday, we were going to like go to the market and do like all things, but then we ended up having a beer pong tournament, which started at 10 a.m. and ended around about 9 p.m. But in between the game, we played like True American, which is a game that was found on Noogle.
What's that?
It's a mad game where the floor's lava. If you ever watched New Girl, there's an episode where they create this game called True American. And the floor's lava, so you have to jump on like seats and stuff.
It sounds like you had the most epic weekend ever on your phone.
No, this was in real life. But like we played Pokemon the whole day. Like on my way home and stuff like that.
Okay, Flax.
Wow,
I mean,
Flax, you really, I mean, I can't fault you. When there's something new on the scene, you know all about it.
No, this Pokemon, everyone's going to be on it. No matter what age you are, you'll be hunting down Pokemon. Okay. Some dude was hunting down Pokemon while his wife was giving birth.
Really?
He was posting photos of the Pokemon, like, jumping on her stomach while she was giving birth.
Oh, my gosh.
What is going on with the world? Time for Mabali's asteroid. It is time. It's time for that asteroid.
People are crazy.
Well, I was reading a book over the weekend. I read it last night. I only got to sleep at like 1 o'clock because it was so brilliant and absorbing. You know when you start a book and you just can't put it down?
What were you reading?
We're interviewing the guy this week. It's a guy called Marco. He's here from Joburg. He's written a book called Rocks. It's all about how he got addicted to every kind of drug. I mean, he could tell you about all of them and how he got off of it. And he started climbing mountains and all kinds of other interesting things. But what a story. I mean, he got to the stage where he was stealing stuff. He had about 3 car accidents. He very nearly killed himself. He very nearly thought about killing his parents for money so he could claim on the insurance so he could buy drugs. He went to Sterkfontein Mental Institution. I mean, you're not going to believe this guy's story. And I've met him 2-3 times. I had no idea this was the ordeal he went through in his teens. Like by 2000, he was in that No-Put Christian Care Center in the Northern Cape that was so controversial.
Why was it controversial?
Because
again?
People died there and everything. It was a drug rehab center, effectively. But he could tell us the full inside story because he was there when all of that stuff went on. Oof. And he got out of there. He pretty much rebooted his whole life. What a story. So this guy has a fascinating story to tell, and we'll speak to him in the course of the next couple of days. When is he on tomorrow?
He's on tomorrow. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to be amazing. And you know, sometimes this is why people say to me, who would be your best guest ever? And you don't know how to answer that. And I'm sure, you know, if you think about it, you'd go for the most famous people, or the most powerful people, the most important people. It's not true. Sometimes you hear these extraordinary human stories from people who are not well known, but who have lived in places and in ways and done things that are just unfathomable to most of us. And Marco is one of those people. If you met him now, you would think, first of all, he's very smart. Second of all, he's got his life together. Third of all, he's absolutely devoted to his wife and his religion and his goals, and he's an incredibly focused guy. And I would never, ever have guessed that when he was 19 years old, his parents had given up on him. He was out on his backside. The only things he owned were 5 t-shirts and a pair of jeans. The guy was a complete washout. He had pawned their television. He had stolen from the part-time job that he had at a jewelry store. I mean, the guy had really done absolutely nothing to recommend himself to humanity. And then he came right. So another story that will hopefully inspire you. Listen tomorrow. Don't miss this.
Very nice, Gareth. Very nice. So, you know, we're talking about...
Ben...
Ben, no, like, there's nothing else to say about people like that.
Right,
like, I haven't lived a life like that. I can't relate.
Go ahead, Ben.
Go ahead, Ben.
I just wanted to change the subject slightly, because he's going to come in tomorrow and then we'll see him.
No, go on. Let's hear it.
So we were talking about getting in fit and in shape and all that kind of stuff. You know, summer bodies made in winter, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you know what the actual foods are now after the weekend where you feel a bit of guilt and all your consumption?
Oh, I do. And I've got to go for one of those health assessments today, so I'm in big trouble.
Well, you know that there's obviously, there's foods that make you hungrier, so therefore it's stupid, right? That you should keep clogging your body with this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a look at what they are.
All right, foods that make you hungrier, we need to know this list. This is important.
Right, so white bread. We all know that white bread is the devil. It is the devil. It's just terrible for you.
Yeah.
Juice, sugar and fiber, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so when you drink juice, you just get hungry because your blood levels go up and down. So stay away from juice. Salty snacks. They will only make you hungrier. Fast food, because essentially it's all the salt,
I mean,
the sugar, and all the crap.
When you say salty snacks, because, you know,
chips, pretzels,
biltong.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Well, it's salty. It's a snack. So it's just, yeah, the fast acting kind of energy, like just as you have with sweet foods. But then when you finish it, you want more. So it only makes you hungrier.
Damn.
See, now people, it's all about calories, right? It's all about input and output. We've said this many, many times. You're putting so much in, but there's no output, then you will get fat. And people will not invite you to dinner parties. Fast food, that's also going to be a big one that makes you hungrier, as is alcohol.
Yeah, true.
The more you drink, the more you want to eat, and especially around salt. See, it's a vicious circle, this. Because when you're boozing, there's fast food, there's salty snacks. White pasta, just stay away from the whites.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Wake up, black people!
All this refined crap, stay away from it. Just stay away from the white anything in food. It's not good for you.
So what should you go for then? I mean, what are you allowed to snack on?
Wait, I have not finished it, Gareth. There is more. But wait, there is more.
So far you've ticked off just about everything on the list I like.
MSG. Anything with MSG is going to make you hungrier.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Basically, if your life has been plagued by obesity, MSG has been a big part of it. Sushi rolls. You think it's all very good and well.
No.
You keep eating that, you want to keep eating more. Artificial sweeteners. Let's take it away from your life right now. Kids' cereals, worst thing in the world to make you hungrier.
Absolutely. Yeah. That stuff is garbage.
And finally, this is going to hurt us the most. Pizza will make you hungrier.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why you eat so much of it.
Getting back, it's the white flour dough. See, the whites.
The whites are the problem. I can't believe people ever believed that a artificial sweetener could be better for you. It has the word artificial in it. How could you possibly think that that is good for your health?
Yeah, it's saccharine and aspartame and all kinds of chemicals you shouldn't be ingesting. But what we've discovered then is that white food is bad and black food matters.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Right? That's what we've learned.
Oh.
All right, while we're talking about healthy stuff, you remember on Thursday I said to you we would have someone from Movement X in to tell us about what it is. Remember?
Yes.
We discussed this, and we
course,
also needed to know about things like Bar X, which I don't know about. And I thought it would be a good idea this morning to get Tina in. Tina Halamandaris, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Morning, everyone.
Good, nice to see you. You look like you've just come from Movement X. Or you're just going there, right?
No, I actually left pretty early to miss the traffic.
Oh, so you've already been?
Yes.
So you've done your little bit of exercise for the morning. Now, we've been talking about you guys. I mentioned that if people join, you can get 7 days free if you join now and you haven't done any of this before. It's worth checking out because a lot of people get stuck in a rut when they're exercising, right?
Correct. They also feel quite intimidated. So we offered the 7 days free so people can come and experience it.
So I imagine you you arrive, you have no idea what any of this stuff is because there's so much going on. I mean, there's I mentioned, what are the different things you got there? We've got yoga, bar X, boxing, Pilates, ape X, and extreme.
That is correct.
Are those all the things? Okay, let's go through them one at a time. I think we know what yoga is. Most of us have an idea what boxing and Pilates are. What is bar X?
So bar X, a couple of years ago, I went to the States. And when I travel, I like to go experience all the classes. And I did a bar X class. And what it is, it's a combination of ballet and Pilates.
Uh-huh.
So they've taken the concept of working on a ballet bar with the Pilates background.
So how does it work in terms of exercises? Give me an idea of what, like, one or two things that you would do.
So you'll start off on the ballet bar and then you'll do all your squatting up onto your toes. So you're basically working your muscles till failure.
Wow.
So really good for like strengthening your legs, toning.
Damn, it must be exhausting as well. How long does a bar X class usually last?
An hour.
Oof. And you walk out of there and you're like, exhausted, you're finished.
Yeah, your legs are shaking, but it's a good workout.
So you like the instructor for these things?
Yeah, I'm an instructor and I'm the owner of two of the branches.
Wow. Okay, so you must be exhausted by the end of the day times 10.
Correct.
There's not an ounce of fat on you, right?
There
certainly
is.
Doesn't
We're
look
Greek.
Like it. Yeah, you're Greek. Now, your husband is also, and you recently got married.
That is correct. Got married last year in July.
But you're actually a finance major.
I did my honors in finance.
Wow. So finance, fitness, do these go together? I mean, is there money to be made in the fitness business?
There is, but it's more like, it's enjoyable. It's more of a hobby. And also, you know, you make a lot of friends and you start changing people's lives. And, you know, we do these unbelievable 8-week challenges. And we've had people that have come in that have been intimidated, overweight, and then they start training at us. And in 8 weeks, they're more confident, they've lost weight. So it's amazing.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. First of all, why would I do this rather than go to a normal gym and just go through my own routine or even get a personal trainer at the gym?
Okay, so I've always been a fitness freak. So personal training is, you know, it gets a bit boring. It's one-on-one. You land up becoming friends with your personal trainer. They'll end up talking more than actually allowing you to exercise.
This is one of Ben's bugbears. He says that people spend so much time on their phones at the gym that they actually don't build intensity, right?
That's correct. Then big gyms, I just don't like them. So Movement X, what it is, it's a trendy studios, and we offer like the latest classes that are happening all over the world. It's exclusive in the sense that we don't fit more than 30 to 40 people in a class. You know, you walk into the gym, everyone knows you by name. You're not just a number. All our studios are owner run. So it's got that personal touch. We take pride in making sure our studios are immaculate and spotless. So that's what makes a difference.
All right, I've got to come and check this out. What about Apex and Extreme? We covered Bar X, but what's Apex and what's Extreme?
So Apex is our athletic conditioning class. So it's circuit-based. So what we do is we set up a lot of stations. So you get like 15 or 20 stations. You either team up or you do it by yourself. And you do like 1 or 2, 3 rounds. And it's quite interesting. So it builds your strength up. So we do like box jumps and battle ropes. And you do like burpees. And, you know, there's cardio, but it's not cardio like our extreme class. So our extreme class is, it's high intensity, which is the latest trend at the moment. So what you do, it's a combination of cardio mixed with weight training.
That sounds like the hectic one.
Not really, you know. Some people have come in before and they've never even run in their life or walked on a treadmill. The nice thing about all our
classes... Can fat people do this?
Yes.
Really? Won't they just die there and then?
No.
Promise me?
I promise you, no, because we allow people to go at their own pace.
Okay.
So the trainers are in the class and they make you feel comfortable, and that's the whole thing. We want everyone to feel like they can come be part of Movement X.
How many people in a class?
So some of the classes, 30, some 40. Our smaller classes like Pilates and Bar X, and we tend to have like 15 to 20 people because it's more hands-on.
All right. So if you want to join, it's really simple. All you have to do is go to movementx.coza, select a studio near you, schedule your first class. There only are 3 in the country?
Yeah. Umhlanga, Bedford View and Norwood.
Nice. But if you, obviously, if you're in any of those areas, then this is the thing to try. It's free 7-day VIP membership, which entitles you to unlimited classes.
That is correct.
Are they on all day?
all day. You can view our schedule online.
Hmm. What time do you start in the morning?
5:15 a.m. is the first class.
What time is the last class of the day?
6:30 to 7:30.
Damn, it's a long day.
Yeah.
That's hectic.
It is.
Unbelievable. Okay, so what facilities do you have there? I mean, do you just have the studio? Can people shower there? And
yes, there's showers, change rooms. We also have juice bars. So if you come to a 5:15 a.m. class, you can grab a protein shake, or we have breakfast on the go. We do oats, protein balls, smoothies, protein pancakes.
My belly's got a juice here. What would you rate that juice at?
What's in there,
Mab?
Got pawpaw.
Mm-hmm.
Nachi and a bit of banana.
Okay. That's your three fruit for today.
Yes.
Ben doesn't rate that very highly. I can see him judging all the sugar.
Yeah.
Well, it all depends what you want to do, Gareth, what your goals are, what kind of exercise my buddy's going to do after that.
I think Movement X is nice from the fact that when you go to like a normal gym, you have to plan the hours, because if you go during rush hour, you might plan to do chest, but now rush hour, you can't get a machine to do chest on. So it's like a waste of your time. Whereas Movement X, you go there, you plan to do a certain thing, and there's always a machine, there's always an instructor to do that thing.
Hmm?
That is correct. And not only that, the instructors are there to push you. We don't let you at 1 second get tired. We're always pushing you.
See, at gym, you sort of get into a routine of doing the same thing over and over. And I heard if you do the same thing at gym, it stops working after a while. You have to work different muscles and do different exercises. And I'm sure like Movement X, you guys keep changing it up every week.
No, definitely. You'll never come into the same class. And also, each instructor's got their own style, their own technique, so you'll never get bored.
Hmm.
What's like the atmosphere in a class? Some of them like pump music, or how's it go?
Yeah, all our classes have music. We all on microphones. We have disco lights. Lights go off.
Disco lights? Sold! That's all I wanted.
No, the classes, we get a bit crazy in the class. We, you know, we dig deep. Like as an instructor, we give our everything. You know, we want a vibe created. We want people to actually forget about the day that they've had and just enjoy their workout.
Is it also good for building muscle? I mean, is it just the kind of thing that will keep you fit and lean, or can you actually build muscle mass there?
You can build muscle. So a lot of the guys feel that if they come to our high-intensity class, they're going to lose muscle. But actually, the fact is that if you do high-intensity for shorter periods, you're actually building muscle and maintaining muscle. Lean muscle, because if I say build muscle, the ladies get scared.
Yeah. No, but you get lean muscle, which is what you want, right?
Exactly.
Okay, what's the biggest success story so far?
So as I mentioned earlier, is our 8-week challenges. So we started them about 3 years ago. And we offer people an eating program, and we do a package, and you can train for as long as you want for 8 weeks. And we've had amazing stories. You can go to our Facebook pages and see our before and after photos.
We got some real fatties there who've turned out nice.
Yes, you really do. Like some of our winners have won, like lost 11% body fat, lost 5 or 6 kilos.
Wow.
Yeah, we do. So our next 8-week challenge is coming up in October, and registration closes in September.
All right. Sounds pretty damn good. I like that. We've got one of the people who started your classes 8 weeks ago on the line. Yes, ma'am, go ahead. And now she's obviously much better, because this is that's how she used to sound. Now she sounds very normal. All right. No, very cool. Is there anything else we need to know? Is there some kind of prep you need to do for these classes?
Bring a towel, a water bottle.
Get ready to work.
Get ready and come and don't feel intimidated.
I like it.
Now, can I do the class at like my own speed? So if I start a class today, like I'm a bit unfit, but there'll obviously be people that have been doing the classes for weeks and are way more fit than me.
Yeah, what is your fitness like at the moment?
I've actually had to start a new diet today, and I'm getting back on track today. I swear to God, I'm going to lose like at least 5 kgs before next month.
Yeah, you're pretty goal-oriented. I don't doubt it.
Yeah, but now I've got my mind
set. Have you got a spare tire?
I'm going to look into Movement X.
How fat are you?
I've put on 10 kgs,
ooh,
which I need to get. How long do you rate I should take to get lost, like 10 kgs?
To get 10 kgs lost.
Really? You've put on 10 kgs?
Yeah, accidentally, but
okay.
I've just been eating unhealthy. This gym, I've been going to the wrong gym. I'm not motivated at gym. That's why I need to join one of these Movement X classes.
Yes, come, we'll put you on an 8-week challenge.
I just need to be pushed.
Go, Flax.
We'll push you. I'll definitely push you.
you've heard it from Tina, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to go, and we will take before and after pictures.
Okay.
That'll motivate the hell out of you.
Yes, that will.
Because I'll make sure that if you don't lose the weight, we put those pictures all over everywhere. They'll be shared by everyone on Earth.
No, I'm going on holiday end of August. I need to be in shape.
Okay, can we do this?
I think we can.
July,
is
August?
It a realistic goal by end of August?
You've got, well,
it depends. I don't know. It depends how motivated you are.
10 out of 10.
Okay.
How many times a day does he need to go if he wants to lose 10 kilos? And
just once. Can't overtrain.
How long is the class? An hour?
An hour.
All right. Once a day, you can do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
For an hour every day?
Yeah.
Do
well, I'd do that instead of gym, rather.
Starting now, all right?
Next week.
No,
okay,
no, no, no.
Starting now.
You've got limited time.
I'm going to phone you. Today. You need to be in the classes tomorrow morning.
Okay, I will.
You're starting today, all right? Let's not mess around. There we go. Now we'll do this with Flex. This will be exciting. All right, very good. Well, Tina, thank you very much for coming to see us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I'm so glad you could explain this stuff to me because I was talking about Bar X and I had no idea what I was talking about.
Now you know.
But there we go. Tina Halimandaris and Movement X. If you want to find out more, go to movementx.co.za, right? That's the address. Yeah, movementx.co.za. Select a studio near you. There are only three in the country at the moment, but I'm sure there'll be lots more. And congratulations, starting something new.
Thank you.
We like this. And the more fit people we can get out there, the better. It's good for everybody. Thank you so much, Tina. Pleasure to meet you. And we'll take your calls, 0861-555-189. We've got an interesting guest popping by in a short while. David Higgs, who's a celebrity chef and someone who I knew who he was before I even heard that Flax Gear had hold of him for us. It sounds really, really interesting. We'll talk to him in a short while. He was actually at the Culinary Olympics in Germany and the Culinary World Cup in Switzerland. He represented South Africa at both of those. So if we're talking about fitness, now we can talk about really good food too. And everybody knows that there is a way to find the balance, right, Ben?
Gareth, is always balance. That's what makes us, separates us from animals.
You can enjoy food and you can enjoy being fit and you can have both. You don't have to be a fitness fanatic who has only eats disgusting things that are brown and
boiled
tasteless.
Chicken.
Yeah. You don't have to be one of those, and you also don't have to be one of those people who eats and eats and eats everything you want and you just turn into a big tub of lard on the sofa.
Input and output.
There we go. We'll find out all about the food with David Higgs next. Thank you very much, Tina. CliffCentral.com.